The dark stone that we see around here is Palladio Varenna limestone, commonly known as Black Varenna marble. Preserved precisely in this rock in 1830, the naturalist Balsamo Crivelli made an exceptional discovery, a Lariosaurus balsami, the very first fossilized reptile ever found in Italy, dating back over 200 million years. A young specimen of this animal was later unearthed close to the Crotto del Pepot, a popular eatery on the wayfarer's path where flour and olives were ground for centuries in the mill powered by the Esino stream. The Lariosaurus was just 130 centimeters long, and yet its name has given rise to numerous fanciful legends of supposed monsters still living in Lake Como, reinforced by mists over the lake, floating logs, and practical jokers. While the existence of the Lario monster seems to have been dismissed by science, there are effectively a number of real freshwater organisms living in the lake. These include microinvertebrates, rarely longer than 1 millimeter, and macroinvertebrates that can be seen with the naked eye. The latter are mainly insects, such as dragonflies, which start their lives in water. Many of these organisms have developed strategies for withstanding the impetus of the stream. They are flat in shape, or they shelter beneath the stones. The wealth and biodiversity of these animals depend on the structure of the stream, and on the various microenvironments created by piles of stones, temporary flooding, damming, or waterfalls. Each area has its characteristic communities which represent the living component of the stream's ecosystem. If the conditions of the water change, when, for example, the oxygen level drops or the temperature or the acidity change, the more sensitive animals can no longer survive in that area, and they disappear. They return when the right conditions reappear. The first guarantee for assessing whether the water of a river is of good quality is provided by the fauna that live there.